new life.
Dinivali.
So today, the one who gives new life,
Bob.
Father. Is looking at his children who have now imbibed the new life, who have come from all over. So he is looking at such children and is extremely pleased. Om Shanti. The Murli will continue. Chidaban.
This new life is meant for creating a new age. People in the world celebrate the new year. And you children who have a new life, congratulate all the souls and along with that, you give them the good news. That the new age is coming soon. To you children, to all of you children, the Father has already given the new world to you in the form of a golden gift. In that golden world, there will be many golden gifts. All of you have this intoxication, don't you? That this golden world, that the gift of this golden world is our God fatherly birthright. In today's world, even if someone may give to someone, in today's world, even if somebody gives to someone a very big gift, which is the biggest gift in this world? Maybe it's a crown, it's a throne, but compared to the gift in your golden world, this is nothing. Is it something big? All of you have this happiness in your heart. That our Father has given us the highest on high gift in the form of a new age. You have the faith, and you also know that it is destined. It has to happen. This destiny cannot be avoided. It cannot be taken away by anyone. You have the firm faith. So does this remain in your awareness all the time? Does it remain in your awareness all the time, or does it also become less sometimes? As it is your birthright, then if there is some birthright that will definitely be given, nobody can take it away. Today all of you have come from different places to celebrate the new year. However, even this new year, which you are celebrating, but then what is your aim in this new year? What aim have you kept for this new year? What special have you to do in this new year? The speciality of the new year is that you have to become complete and perfect like the Father. For that, you may have to do any type of effort. But it is destined that you have to become like the Father. See? This is your determined thought in everyone's mind, is it not? Not your head if you think it is there. This is also what the Father wishes, that every child becomes like the Father. Every child becomes equal to the Father. Father is, of course, the Father, but the children are even higher than the Father. So, in order to fulfill this aim of becoming equal to the Father, you will have to follow the Father. Think. Brahma Father. Just think, how did Brahma Baba become complete? What specialities did he have? What were his specialities? What was the main basis for him to become perfect? Brahma Baba made every second of his be used in a worthwhile way. He made every breath, every second be used in a worthwhile way. He used every thought, every breath, every second in a worthwhile way. Therefore, in order to become equal to the Father, what aim will you keep for this year, for the new year? I have to make everything be used in a worthwhile way and become an embodiment of success. I have to make everything be used in a worthwhile way and become an image of success. Success is our garland round our neck. Success is the garland round our necks. Success is the inheritance from our father. Therefore, keeping this aim, check within yourself. Every day, you have to check within yourself. Whether am I making use of my thoughts, time, breath, treasures? Powers, virtues, in a worthwhile way or not, and thereby becoming an embodiment of success or not. Because on the basis of how much you become successful now, in the future everything will be accumulated of yours. For 21 births, you will receive on the basis of how much you use everything in a worthwhile way now, because only on the basis of this the future reward of fruit is accumulated. You know this, don't you? You have been told earlier as well that if you use your time in a worthwhile way, then in the future you will get full time to rule the kingdom. You will get attainment of full-time rule. Now you make your breath be used in a worthwhile way, then for 21 births you will stay healthy. Your health will be complete, nothing will be lacking in your health, and along with that the treasures which you accumulate, which is the biggest treasure, it is a treasure of knowledge. The meaning of knowledge is understanding. By make by using the treasure of knowledge in a worthwhile way, in the future you will become so sensible that you won't need any advisor to advise you for anything. You yourself will be able to rule without any obstacles. There will be no obstacles in your kingdom, because your kingdom will be complete without any obstacles. This is the result of, or the fruit of, accumulating the treasure of knowledge at this time. You make use of the treasure of knowledge in a worthwhile way now in one birth, and then for the future many births. You will keep on eating the fruit of success. Similarly, all the powers which you have received, they too should be used for yourself and for others. And the more you use them in a worthwhile way for this, for self and others, then in the future, in your kingdom, you will have all the powers. No power will be lacking in your kingdom. Similarly, if you keep on donating virtues, then in this last birth of yours, your 84th birth, two, your worship-worthy images will be kept on being worshipped. How are the deities praised? They are praised as complete in all virtues. Therefore, each thing, when used in a worthwhile way, now will give you the attainment of, you'll get the right to the attainment of them for many births. So, what do you have to do this year? You have to keep this aim of making use of your every breath, every second, be used in a worthwhile way. Nothing should go a waste. Everything has to be accumulated. Now is the time to accumulate. Only in this last little time of this birth, and the fruit you will get of this will last for 21 lives, 21 births. Therefore, you have to keep this aim of becoming like the Father this year. All of you have this aim that we will become equal to the Father in this new year. Raise your hand if you think it's a firm thought in your mind to become complete like the Father. Underline this word that this year I have to become complete. Even little children, they too will become complete. Little children are sitting here. Even you will, you want to become complete in this year? Yeah, they're standing up and waving to Baba. Yes, it's so nice to see the little children. It's very nice. So you have kept the aim. Of becoming complete this year, and you have, and now the mantra of this year is, I have to make everything be used in a worthwhile way and become an image of success. Actually, for this, you don't have to labor a lot for this. Baba doesn't give you any difficulty. He tells you the easy method. What is the easy method? Whatever thoughts you create before creating those thoughts, check whether Baba would also have those thoughts. Whenever you speak, at that time check, will these words also be of Baba? Because you have to become like Baba, no? So, your thoughts, your words, and actions, relationships, contacts, in all these, first think, check whether even Baba would do that, and then on the basis of that, become the embodiment of it. You have to follow Brahma Baba. It is known as to follow the Father, is it not? It is said to follow the Father. Many children show very interesting games to Baba. You know what games they show to Baba? Thank you. They don't actually follow, but you know what they do? They say, I didn't really want that to happen, but then it happened. They do think, but then they just keep thinking only. What you need to do is think and then become the embodiment of it. If you become the embodiment of that, then you will not say that I didn't think that I would do it, but it happened. The one who does, the one who thinks. Who is it? It is you, the elevated souls. You are the masters. So if you say it happened, it means that you did not have control over your sense organs. Therefore, in this year, remember the slogan. I have to do it as the Father did. I have to become as the Father became. Just as the Father did, I have to do the same. You have to just copy, and it's easy to copy, is it not? When you copy, you don't have to think. There's no need to think at all when you're copying someone or something. And it is determined, destined, that all of you, just as Brahma Father became an angel, so it is destined that the angel has to become a deity too. Similarly, you too will surely become angels and then deities. Many children say that as we move along, a lot of opposition comes. And because of that opposition, we come down from our position. Because of that opposition, we come down from our position. But just remember, as you have to become equal to the Father, then see at the beginning of the establishment, how much Brahma Baba faced the opposition, but how he changed that opposition through his position. Everything that came in front of him was like a new challenge. Now, of course, the world has changed. But at that time he was alone, all by himself. Brahma Baba, how he sat on the seat of self-respect through his position, he faced the opposition. Where there is position, that means when you're seated on a proper seat, in a proper position, there nobody can do anything. First, you know what people used to say? They used to say that these people are creating some confusion, but now they say that they are doing wonders. Baba's rhyming words, dhamal, is like creating like a turmoil, you know. And now they say that they are doing wonders, kamal. Instead of dhamal, they say kamal. So, what kamal or wonders did Baba do? Baba himself sat on the seat of self-respect. And with the weapon of determination, finished the opposition. So what will you do in this new year? You have to become equal to the Father, is it not? So, even if opposition is there, taking place continuously, even at that time, just sit on the seat of self-respect. Sit in the position of the seat of your self-respect. Then opposition will change into position. Do you have the courage? You have to become like Brahma Baba, is it not? You raised your hand in that when Baba asked. But then, do you have the courage? For that, first of all, you have to transform yourself first, and then all those who come in your contact and relationship, you have to transform them, and then you have to transform the souls of the whole world. So to all of them, through your mind, you have to give vibrations of pure feelings and good wishes. And through the determined thought in you, change them. Therefore, in this year, Bab Dada is giving you a blessing of specially one power. The moment you'll say, "My Baba," at that time that power will be available in front of you. Say, "My Baba," from the heart, not just like that. But the moment you say, "My Baba," from the heart, you keep your right over Baba. When you say, "My Baba," keep your right over Baba, and you'll see how that power emerges in front of you and becomes present in front of you. Emerges and becomes present in front of you. Which power? The power of transformation. It will emerge and will be present in front of you the moment you say, "My Baba," from your heart. And in this power of transformation, what you have to do is to change negative into positive. It could be negative thoughts. It could be negative activity or behavior of someone. But you have to change it into positive. The other one would be doing something negative, but then you have to change it into positive. You have to see positive, you have to speak positive, you have to do positive. And for that, you have to keep good wishes and have pure feelings, and everything will become easy. With good wishes and pure feelings, everything will become easy, because a lot of opposition will come. However, the power of transformation in you will get you success easily. So, did you understand what is the blessing of the new year? It is that with the power of transformation, through a determined thought, use the power of transformation with a determined thought in your task and transform. You can do it, can't you? It's a challenge for you. All of you are world transformers, aren't you? As your title is World Transformer, as your title itself is World Transformer, can it be difficult for you to transform yourself? Even if something difficult comes in front of you, actually nothing is really difficult, but you make it difficult. In front of a Master Almighty Authority Soul, what is difficult? But you make one mistake and make things difficult. Just as, see, supposing there is darkness all of a sudden, everything is dark around, the lights go, and if by mistake someone tries to drive away darkness, will the darkness go? What is the right method for removing the darkness? You have to switch on the switch of light and the darkness will vanish in a second. So this is a mistake you do. You know, whatever happens, supposing something happens, what you do is you start asking questions, why this happened, how this happened, when this happened. You go into too many questions. Even a small matter, you make it into something big. And when something is big, it is definitely difficult to. If you make it small, then everything becomes easy. Baba has made everything easy for you by showing you the method of how to use a power, every power in that situation. Baba has shown you or told you an easy method for that. Always remember that I am Master Almighty Authority Soul and remain seated on this seat of this awareness that I am Master Almighty Authority Soul. If you seat yourself on this seat of Master Almighty Authority, you will never become upset. Because you don't seat yourself well, you get upset. If you are seated well, then you will not be upset. the sanskars of 63 births emerge. What was there in the 63 births? One moment you were set and the next moment you were upset. That's what you did in the 63 births. Therefore, always set yourself on the seat of self-respect. What else will you do in this year? In the new year, you will give a gift to everyone, won't you? So what gift will you give? You will congratulate everyone. And along with that, what gift will you give? So what gift will you give along with giving congratulations? You have many gifts, don't you? You can give away as many gifts you want. Physical gifts will last only for a short time, but you are becoming like the imperishable Father. So you have to give imperishable gift through your mind. You have to give the gift of powers through words. You have to give the gift of knowledge, and through actions you have to give the gift of virtues. All of you have these gifts, don't you? Nod if you say you have. You have many treasures, don't you? Hope they are not less. As you come into action, you have to come into action, is it not? So whenever you come into action at that time, keep on giving gifts to everyone in this year. But they have to be the imperishable gifts. Baba mentioned just now, do not let anyone go without a gift. You may give the gift to the mind, you may give through words, or you may give through actions, powers, knowledge and virtues. So through thoughts, words and actions, keep giving away gifts, keep giving gifts to everyone. And also along with that, you'll have to pay attention to one thing. Every time you have to make sure that you have the stock of the powers in your mind emerged all the time. How many powers you have? You have the list of these powers, don't you? As you have knowledge, you also have the power of churning the knowledge. So, for that you'll have to keep the knowledge churning in your mind all the time. On your face, in your activity, that is through your actions. You have to become an embodiment of the virtues yourself. Always always emerge yourself as an embodiment of powers, embodiment of virtues, embodiment of knowledge. It shouldn't be that you say, well, I do have the powers, I have the knowledge. But you have to become the embodiment of that. You have to have an attitude and vision of everyone being your family member. In this year, as the aim is to become equal to the Father, and you've already raised your hand in that, Bap, in the subtle regions, Bap Dada is seeing your hand raised on his television there. There, the TV is not so small as it is here. There's a very big TV in the subtle regions. And see, everyone is waving to Baba. You can see on the television, on the screen. In 1 second, Baba can see the result of all the centers everywhere. So, as you have the enthusiasm to become like the Father, so for that, Baba is happy to know that you have this enthusiasm to become like the Father. You are very, very fortunate. You are the ones with a cheerful face. But then, never, never make your face filled with bossiness. Let not your face have bossiness visible on it. Even if you're very, very busy and you're correcting someone, you're trying to explain to someone, make another one understand something. But let not your face reveal bossiness in you. In this year, you have to show this transformation, then Baba will give you a prize. Oh, everyone is clapping. And Baba said, Baba will give you a prize. So in the whole year, though, anyone who keeps smiling all the time, let anything come. You know, many brothers and sisters, they say, you know, they talk to Baba, they have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. So many souls, many children say, Baba, if I don't have that bossiness, if I don't say with that bossiness, the other one will not understand. He will not change. Now, at the beginning only you have had this thought, this feeling that this one will not change if you don't say with firmness, with bossiness to him. Then he will get your vibration beforehand. As you have already the thought that this one will not change if I don't boss over him, I don't shout at him. Therefore, in this year, now anger or its progeny, you know, anger has many children. So irritation, bossiness, speaking loudly, all that is like they are the children of anger. Bid it goodbye, bid everything goodbye. Can you do it? No bossiness at all. Okay, Baba is asking, supposing someone gets angry, you know, people get angry, maybe to make someone understand, maybe to make the other person change. But Baba is asking you, does anyone really change when you get angry? Give me the list of people who have changed when you get angry with them. On the contrary, they get more irritated, they get upset, and they oppose you in the mind. If he is someone senior, he will oppose you. If he is in front of someone senior to him, maybe, then that one is someone older, senior, then maybe this one will not say much. But if someone is senior in front of him, then he will start crying. And someone is junior in front of him, then he will show the bossiness. But then both are wrong. So this is what Baba is telling you, what you have to do in the new year. Do you like it? You have to do it, no? Now raise your hand if you say that you'll do it. Raise your hand. And those who are using the TV, take the photo of everyone. Everyone raise your hand. Let your hand stay raised. And move the TV around. Let everyone's photo come on the TV. Did everyone come on the TV screen? So Bab Dada, you know, whatever Baba has said up to now, you have to do everything this year. At the end of every month, on the last date of every month, you have to check your chart, your account. Whatever blessing you receive every day in the Murli, that you should note down. Whatever things Baba has told you, everything of that, you should write two things happened, two things did not happen. This was done, this was not done. And if it's done, then put an okay, you know, like a tick mark, the right over it. Don't take a very big piece of paper, even a small piece of paper will do. Because if you have a big piece of paper, then someone who is will read, you know, he'll take half the time in reading. So just write okay. Let it be on a small slip.
Okay.
But okay. So, with what you did, two things or three things or whatever you did, you put okay on that. One mainly is anger. This is the ghost of anger which you have to conquer this year. Even bossiness shouldn't be there. Many show anger through their eyes. Have you seen people getting angry through their eyes? Even they show anger through their face. So, what will you do? You will give up something, won't you? Won't you give up something? Those of Madhuban say, you will give up something, won't you? Those of Madhuban, raise your hand. So many are sitting here. They're sitting here, sitting there, sitting everywhere, in front. So, first of all, Bhaktada is saying to all those from Madhuban, say, I first in this. First Madhuban should say goodbye. Then the impact of Madhuban will automatically reach the centers. Madhuban is the seed. Madhuban is the main stem, the main trunk. And all of you too, what is your permanent address? The others too, Baba is telling everyone, your permanent address is Madhuban, is it not? So it's not only for Madhuban Nivasis, that's what you think, it's only for Madhuban Nivasis? No, it's for everyone because everyone's permanent address is Madhuban. Because the permanent address of all of you is Madhuban. It's only for service that you are in different places where you have gone for service. Even those who are living abroad, for, supposing somebody goes abroad, does he ever forget his birthplace? Bhaktada has seen that those who live abroad, but if they have their village or hometown in India, then even if they are living abroad, they never forget their village or birthplace, wherever they were born in India, and they have established centers in their villages where they were born. So Bhaktada considers them to be very good charitable souls. Baba gives them a title of charitable soul to those who are living abroad, but they were born in India, in a small village, but they have built a center in that village because that was their birthplace. And then they keep asking the teacher, is it okay, everything is okay? Yeah, everything is going on well. You need any financial help, let me know. So this is a big charity work they do. Because this is a family. It is one family, not two families. It's one family. Today, you go to London for any reason, what do you say there? This is our center. Or will you say, no, this is center of people who live in London? You will say our center, won't you? So when you say our, it doesn't mean that you say, okay, this is my center, I will live here. Not like that. It doesn't mean that. Well, Baba has given everyone a place to do service. Now, so did you hear? What do you have to do? Those are Madhuban and everyone too. You have to take the certificate. Okay. Baba has given you lots of work, hasn't he? But Bab Dada is your companion. Wherever you find any difficulty, say from your heart at that time, Baba, my Baba, my companion, come to me and help me. And Baba is bound there. But the only thing is you have to see from your heart. Because you have to see both self and time, Swayam and Samay, self and time. You have to see both. Time is challenging you. Now you have to challenge Maya. What can Maya do to you? Therefore, according to the time, Bab Dada was observing. That time is speeding up, it is going fast. At this time, time is going very fast. So who will be able to face time? It's you. You will be able to face time. Bab Dada, observe that how people in distress are crying out. They are calling out. So the people in distress are calling out. The devotees are calling out, the people of the world are calling out, and you are hearing their voices, aren't you? The poor things, they don't have the courage. They have become discouraged. Now give them the wings. Give them the wings of courage. Give them the wings of zeal and enthusiasm. Okay. Bab Dada saw all the cards, greeting cards, emails, letters. Baba accepted all of them and saw here how they are put on display. So many greeting cards and letters and gifts, so many things. The congratulations which have come from your heart for Bab Dada, they are more precious than the most precious diamonds, multi-million times more precious than the precious diamonds too. And Baba accepted them all. Children who are sitting away far in physical distance, they are in front of Bab Dada's heart. When Baba gives drishti, at that time He doesn't give drishti to only those who are sitting in this hall. In front of Bab Dada, all the children are there. Even those children who are in different centers everywhere, they are in front of Bab Dada, near his heart, in front of his heart. Therefore, multi-million times, congratulations. And Bab Dada has given a golden gift to all the children as a birthright. The golden gift of golden age. Baba has already made you the heir of that. It's your birthright. And in that golden gift, the golden age, so many gifts are included. Just think of anything and it will be available to you. According to the calendar, the new year will begin from 12 o'clock onwards, but for all of us, in your heart, in your eyes, what is remembered. So, the golden world that is remembered, that's, you know, we are remembering this because it is going to come very soon. Do you feel that? Today you are here, and very soon, after a very short time, you will be in your new world, the golden age. Okay, now say, so Delhi zone and Agra, they are serving, their turn of serving everyone in this group. Wave to Baba, yes. So many. Baba is looking around, at least 6 to 7 thousand only from Delhi. So Baba is saying, very good. A beautiful scene is seen. By accumulating the charity of seva, service, the heart, the mind keeps dancing in joy, doesn't it? There are so many teachers too. All the teachers, raise your hand, wave to Baba. It's good. The gathering is strong, good. Now, what will Delhi do? You have been told earlier too that to have melas, fairs, to have programs, all these things have become common. It's like a regular routine, you know. When Baba season finishes, then program of serving different professional groups starts. That also goes on. But then, now, Bap Dada has signaled you about two things. You have done very good service of VIPs, and they become cooperative when needed to. They give cooperation a great deal. But now, from cooperative souls, change them into air souls. In Delhi, there are many air souls who have been created. But along with that, now you also need mice and more air souls. Not just cooperative souls, air souls and mice. Mice means those who say for you, speak for you. So, everywhere, in all directions, you have to create heirs and mice, cooperative souls too, but air quality souls. Let them stay incognito. But air souls, even if they are incognito, they become well known. They are revealed. So create such a group from wherever it may be. It may be of any profession. It could be of this land, India, also other lands, other countries. But quality souls. Okay, it may not be a big rosary, but at least make a little bracelet. Maybe they could be few in number, not a very big number, but create something. And also, like before, you know, heirs were created so easily, so quickly. Now, they have all the qualifications, those children who are born, but then air quality souls need to be created now. Who follow Baba Srimad at every step, who understand the directions of Baba and act, although in an incognito way, but then they follow whatever directions are given to them. So it's now Baba's hope that someone should become instrumental, who creates the groups from different places. Bring this newness. It could be anyone. It could be any center, any wing, but someone should do it. Yes, many are cooperative. Bhaktada knows that many are cooperative. They help you. They cooperate with you at the time of need. But then they should be heirs, although incognito. What will Delhi do? Will you prepare such a bracelet? Bab Dada is not saying to prepare a large group in the form of a rosary or a garland, but at least a small bracelet. So do some wonder in this new year. It could also be from foreign lands or from Bharat. It can happen, no? Can't it? Can it happen or not? Teachers say, yes. Can it happen? All teachers raise your hand. Teachers of Delhi. Bab Dada is congratulating you. You have kept good courage. So now Baba is congratulating for your courage. And when you do it in a practical way, then what congratulation will Baba give you? Baba will say, wow, how great my near and dear children are. Anyone can do it. Let Bombay do, Maharashtra do, Andhra Pradesh do, or Madhuban may do. Is it okay? In Delhi, Brahma Baba, and along with Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba is always there. So, but in particular, Brahma Baba. Now, used to pay a lot of attention to Bombay, Delhi, Calcutta. Even those of Calcutta can do. Bab Dada has kept hopes in them right from the beginning. Okay. Now you do the wonders, and next year when you come, come prepared. Okay. All the Pandavas raise your hand. Oh, so many Pandavas, brothers. So the Pandavas of Delhi will do wonders, won't you? You will do wonders, won't you? Bab Dada talks about Delhi again and again. Takes the name of Delhi. Bab Dada takes name of Delhi again and again. And all of you, for so many Brahmins, you will create a court in Delhi for everyone, won't you? The court of the king will be in Delhi, won't it be? Delhi will be the capital in golden age. So those of Delhi has to do a lot of preparations. You'll have to give a palace to everyone. You'll get a palace in Delhi. Okay, Baba will see. Baba will see the wonders you'll do. Bring some newness. whatever you have done up to now, Baba, everyone has seen. You hold fairs, you hold functions, programs, that's now common. Okay, so you may sit down. So jurist wing, cultural wing and media wing are in this group. Jurist wing. Jurist wing. So these people who are standing, they serve the judges, lawyers, advocates. The work of a jurist is to bring law and order, to strengthen law and order. That's the work of a jurist. So, all of you, sitting in this old world, whatever is the law and order of the new world that you are establishing, that you are creating or making. You have made good plans. Now here in this department you have the companions who have come from everywhere. You have come together and you are working together. So, through your speeches, create such an atmosphere so that people become your helpers and first of all help you in spreading and becoming peaceful even at the time of peacelessness. That we will become, we will create peace and help you. Make people sign for this, that wherever there is peacelessness, we will become peaceful and help you in maintaining peace in the atmosphere. We will stay peaceful. And follow the law and order and make others also follow this law and order of staying peaceful. Make people sign and show those signatures to the government and how we are spreading peace in the nation, in the country. And whether they are really following the law and order, for that, check from time to time. Such a cooperative group should be there, whether it could be the youth, it could be elderly people, it could also be children, but sensible children. You know, then you should gather people and from time to time, not taking out a procession, but from time to time, wherever there's a big place, there make them come together, assemble them, create a gathering there, and prepare such a gathering so that people from all professions are in that gathering. Then let the government see that what these people are doing, how they are taking signatures and like making people promise that they will stay peaceful. The government wants that people be peaceful, but the government can't do it. So you should go ahead and do it. It is good. Your gathering is good, your group is good, and you also do a lot, but then now you need to do it in a louder way, in a bigger way. Make a big sound of it. But still, Bab Dada congratulates from the heart to all those who are instrumental in this task. Keep doing it, keep on moving forward, keep on making others move forward too. This is Baba's blessing to the children. Shake the ears of the government, Baba is saying to them. All the different wings that you have of different professions. So, through the service each wing is doing, show the government the practical proof of what you are doing. Because the government, the people in the government, they are too occupied in their problems. So wake them up a little bit. So whatever you are doing, whatever you have done up to now is good. But now you have to do better and better. With special love and remembrance of Bab Dada, and also congratulations of Bab Dada to this group. Okay, you may sit down. media wing. This is media wing. They serve the media, newspapers, TV, radio, electronics media, print media. Lot of service is being done to the media. Those of the media wing have opened the ears of the people a little bit. Now people like to listen to what you speak. Some of them also started becoming what you speak. But if they become completely what they keep listening, then what will happen? Then what will happen? Even in the corporeal form, Bap Dada used to say that media can do wonders. But now in the avyakt form, in the angelic form, Bap Dada is seeing that you have started it late, but then never mind, even late is not bad, it is better than not doing it at all. You have done the work of spreading the sound through the media. People sitting at home are able to get the message. It's only media which can do it, making people, sit at home and get the message. Nowadays, people of the world, even if they have time, they give excuses that yours, what you do is very good, but we have no time. They say this. So this excuse can be finished by the people of the media. It's not that they say it was very good, but then you have to make them good also. Just saying good is not enough, but they have to become good also. So they are having a good impression now. The impact is good. You have really worked hard. But the sound needs to become louder still. Make new plans. Prepare even those souls who help you to spread the sound, the voice. Prepare such souls also. And along with that, from different stations, TV stations, radio stations, the sound should spread. Prepare more companions. You can do it. But you are working hard, you are spreading the the message for that. Congratulations, but now you have to do more. You have to spread more. Make more companions. Some who help in one way, others who help in other ways. Some do and some make others do. So create more companions. Otherwise it's good. There are different forms of media which can really do service. So let the voice spread in different forms. And bring people closer to you in contact and relationship. Media department has done well up to now, so congratulations for that. Bap Dada is happy when he sees, when he listens to whatever you are doing, because people are so distressed in the world today. There's so much sorrow, so Baba feels sorry for them. After all, they are children, Baba's children, God's children, aren't they? Whether they may be real children or stepchildren, but they are children. Whether they recognize God or not, but still they are God's children. So keep increasing your plans. Okay, you may sit down. Art and cultural wing. Art and culture wing. They have prepared a banner. Art and culture wing values happiness, be happy and make others happy. That's what's written. So art and culture wing can also do great service through art and culture. A new culture should be created. This is a service you are doing, is it not? Creating a new culture. Bap Dada says how every wing is so enthusiastic to serve in his field and in his own way, own method. Everyone is increasing the service. However, now, although it is cultural wing, but what do you have to create? You have to create a new culture. When people's culture will change, then just as you show cultural programs, but if the culture changes, then they whilst performing their responsibilities, will start dancing in joy and happiness. Just as you dance, show dances, don't you? Similarly, wherever they may be, whatever they do, but in the mind they should dance the dance of happiness. In every home there should be a dance of happiness. Your aim is very good. And you are moving forward with this aim, which is also very good. But what Baba expects, that Baba wants to see who is preparing a bracelet, which wing does this task of creating air souls, creating mice, making cooperative souls comes closer, who do service for you, who create the sound for you. You have already sown the seed, yes, all of you from every wing have sown the seed, but now the fruit should be visible. At least 900,000, at least now it should increase, it should be more than 900,000 now. It is good. All the children, because of serving in different professional groups, do feel that they are responsible, and their attention has been drawn towards specific service of others. And now do the expansion faster, because the call of time is there. The sorrow is increasing in the world, the fear is increasing in the world, and here you should dance the dance of happiness, make people go beyond fear and sorrow. It is good. Everyone is busy in his field of service. This is also very good. This is why move forward and make your companions, and also those who have been your companions in every kalpa, look for them, find them. Okay, very good. And it will be more and more good and grow, expand. Om Shanti. They are clapping. Okay, you may sit down. Okay. And now double foreigners, all those who have come from foreign lands, youth retreat is going on, children retreat going on. First of all the children and the youth, children and youth retreat, brothers and sisters, stand up. Those who are in the youth and children's retreat. So they're all standing up. They've also prepared a banner. They are singing a song. Baba wants the children to come in the front. Little children, come in the front. Call the children in the front, Baba is telling them. They are saying, oh my sweet Baba, oh my Baba. Baba saying, wave to Baba, all the children wave to Baba. All the children wave to Baba. They are still singing. All of you wave to Baba. So, Bab Dada heard the news of the children. It is very good. If children, through self-transformation, prepare themselves for world transformation, then that makes Baba very happy. That even little children are equal to God. You little children are equal to God. But the promise you have made to Baba, Bab Dada has seen. Whatever you have written, that is your promise. Show everyone show the lotus flower. What you have shown, yeah, show this lotus flower, bring in front. This lotus is for the youth. So banner is children's and where is the youth group? Yeah, youth group is also standing. Wave to Baba, the youth group. Even the government wants the youth group to transform, to change themselves, because youth have one big speciality. Youth group, they can do whatever they want to do. If they make a determined thought to do something, they can do it. Whether in a negative way or in a positive way, they can do it. But youth will do wonders. You won't create upheaval, but you will do wonders. Even the government wants youth to come forward. And all of you also have made a promise to Baba. You have put your promises in this lotus. So all the promises that you have made or the transformation that you have brought in you, that has to be revised every morning at Amrit Vela, in whilst having heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. You tell the result to Baba every day at Amrit Vela. And from whichever center you have come, or wherever you are, in whichever center, there, tell your teacher about your promise and the benefit you have got by fulfilling this promise. So tell your teacher about it. Give the result. Keep giving the result to your teacher. Then the teachers will then convey the news to Bap Dada. Bap Dada heard that the method of your training is good. You have created a new method of training, and everyone is doing with so much interest. That is also very good. And so for this, to the youth group, Bap Dada is giving multi-million times congratulations. Stay firm, don't become weak. Be strong. You know, if something is weak, very soft, then the birds eat that up like soft leaves. The birds eat them. So remain strong, firm, determined, powerful, and keep flying. Fly like angels. Go beyond the ground or floor of the body. Don't allow your feet to touch the floor, the ground, like angels are always above the ground. Even the Kumaris are very courageous. So whatever you have heard in the bhakti, in the retreat, whatever, now you have to do that. You have to do it, not just raise your hand. Those who promise that they will really do what they have promised, will really do what they have promised. Very good. Just as, you know, you say you are double foreigners, so foreign and foran. That's a Hindi Urdu word. Foran means immediately. So in Urdu, foran means immediately. So foreign and foran. So Baba's rhyming words. Even Baba's very happy with the children. The children too are very enthusiastic. The children have given time. And they've also made a promise to Baba. Very good. Congratulations to all the children too, all the youth as well. Okay, you may sit down. Now the other double foreigners, please stand up. The rest of all double foreigners, please stand up. There are about more than 7,800 double foreigners in all. Are they all double foreigners? Stand up. Okay. All double foreigners, stand up. You're also double effort makers, aren't you? Not double foreigners, but double effort makers. the speciality of double foreigners is, you know, they love to walk hand in hand. They love to walk hand in hand. So, all of you two have given your firm hand to Baba, haven't you? To give your hand to Baba means to make him your companion, to make him your friend, a lovely friend. You have made Baba your friend, haven't you? Have you made Baba your friend? In a friend is remembered very quickly. Whenever any difficulty comes, they won't tell the father, but they'll tell the friend. So you have made God your friend, Khuda Dost. Khuda, God, your friend. Isn't Baba your friend? Is he's Khuda Dost, isn't he? God the friend. It's good. When Bab Dada sees the double foreigners, he's so happy. You know why Baba is so happy? Because one name of Bab Dada has been proved by the double foreigners. One title of God has been proved by the double foreigners. God is called World Father. He is called World Benefactor. Before it was just Bharat. But then when Baba's message reached in foreign lands, then that's why Baba became World Benefactor or World Father. So Baba is World Benefactor. This name has been revealed by you. First, before service of the world was being done through the mind only, but now many souls have become instruments to serve the souls of the world, to serve everywhere in the world. So many souls have become instrument for that. And also see, in every corner, Baba's children are scattered. Everywhere they are scattered, and see how they are coming close to Baba. You also feel proud, don't you? When you see that you are like friends. In every kalpa, you make Baba your friend, your companion, your Baba's companion. In every kalpa, aren't you? You have this intoxication, don't you? See, wherever you may be, you are in the remotest of the corners of the world, but you recognized Baba and Baba recognized you, even though you were so far away in physical distance. But you recognized Baba and Baba recognized you. People in the world, they are still waiting for God to come. And they say, God will come. But what do you say? You say, He has come. He has come. You sing this song, don't you? You say, My Baba has come. Don't you sing this song? It's very good. Baba is giving great love from the heart and blessings from the heart in particular to all of you. Also, the Sindhi group has come. Baba's girl is telling Nari Bhai and Gop Ben, you know, two of them, that Baba wants you to become instrumental, and it is good you have made the determined thought to move forward fast. Congratulations for this. And now stay fast. Don't slacken yourself. Help one another and fly. Yes, Nari Bhai and Gop Ben. Baba yes, you may clap for them, for Nari Bhai and Gop Ben. And for all the double foreigners. So in this 1 year, how many times you have come? You liked it, no? Baba's talking to Nari Bhai and Gopan. Now you make others instrumental too and bring them to Baba. You know, Baba came in Sindh, so those of Sindh should be in the front. You have done very good. You may sit down. Congratulations. Baba Singh, today we have to extend it up to midnight, is it not? You are all waiting for midnight until. Yes? Meeting of the father with the children, celebrating of the father with the children. It's so beautiful, is it not? Okay. All those who have come for the first time in this gathering, stand up. All those who are first timers, all the first timers, stand up. You may wave to Baba, all the first timers. To all the first timers, congratulations for coming to Madhuban to celebrate your birthday. as you have come for the first time, you also have to take the first number. It is Bhaktada's promise to the children that even if you have come at the end, at the last time, but still the board of too late board hasn't been put up, although the board of late has been put up, but too late board is not put up yet. So even if you've come last, you can go fast and come first. You can't come first even though you have come last, but you can go fast and come first. Do not think, oh, I've come so late. Don't think like that. Even now, if you make double efforts, you make your aim and qualifications alike. If you keep your aim high, but if qualifications are not equal to the aim, then you cannot come first. But if the aim and the qualifications are alike, equal, the same, then you can become an example of last going first. You can become an example. Therefore, keep the aim of coming first, make efforts for that, and once the too late board is put up, then it will not be possible for you to come first. Bhaktada is happy. You have at least kept the good aim. You have the courage, and with zeal and enthusiasm, you have reached here to be face to face to Baba. Even now, wherever you are, you may be, but if you follow a disciplined life and act according to Baba's directions, stay close to Baba, then in a short time too, you can get a lot of experience. You still have the golden chance. Anyone can do it. Whether it is anyone in Bharat or anywhere in the world. Did you understand? You'll have to make double, triple efforts. Always for that, you'll have to stay combined with Baba all the time. Let any problem come, any difficulty come. But at that time, you should give your burden to Baba. If you know how to give your burden to Baba, then you will keep flying like a carefree king. Don't allow the burden to stay in your heart. Don't keep the burden in your heart. They say 1 month, you know, many children say, Baba, 1 month has passed, 15 days have passed, and this burden is still there in my heart. But if in those 15 days, if you leave the body, if you die, then will you still have your burden with you? Therefore, give your burden to Baba. You know how to give your burden to Baba? You have to learn how to give your burden to Baba. You know how to take, but you also have to learn how to give. So, what will you do? Have you learned to give? You know why Bap Dada has come? Bap Dada has come to take your burdens. Who has the courage to give the burden to Baba? Raise your hand. You have kept the courage? Yes, you have kept the courage. You are raising your hand. You are raising your hand, a physical hand, or even the hand of your mind? It's the hand of your mind also, no? That you are giving your burden to Baba. So those who are courageous, Bap Dada gives them multi-million times congratulations. Congratulations to the courageous ones. Okay. The homework for this year, Baba has already given to you the homework for this year. You have to celebrate the new year in this with this method. Bap Dada had given you the homework for 18th of January. That homework also, Bap Dada saw and heard about it. Whatever thought you have made, be firm in that determined thought. Don't become careless in it. Bap Dada had told you, you know, what are the words you use when you're careless? What words do you use when you're careless? One is gigi, I'll do it, it will happen. And the second is toto means giving excuses. I know I have to do it, but I know it should be done, but, you know, so giving excuses. One is trying to make promises, trying to say yes, I'll do, and the other is giving excuses. So, whatever determined thought you have made, that has to be stamped. Just like government puts a seal, no, a stamp, which nobody else can open, only that person can open. Similarly, you must stamp your determined thought so that Maya doesn't open it. Consider this to be the biggest gift to you, putting a seal to your determined thought. Okay, you may sit down, you must be tired standing for so long. Baba told them to stand, no, the first timers. And Baba saw that there are so many standing, so Baba said, okay, sit down, you must be tired. Okay. So always keep the key of determination safe with you all the time, because Maya likes this key very much. Therefore, keep the key in the box and keep the key carefully in the box of your heart. Determination is the key to success. And success is the easy method for becoming equal to the Father. Always have the faith that I am destined to become a self-sovereign and a world sovereign. This is destined, this is fixed. It cannot be changed. So stay in this intoxication all the time, and thereby keep flying. Just as you are bidding goodbye to the old year and invoking the new year, We are going to celebrate the new year. Similarly, bid goodbye to all your weaknesses and take special congratulations from the Father for the future. So this is the confluence of bidding goodbye to the old and taking in the new. Every day of the confluence age should be celebrated as the day of bidding goodbye to the old and allowing the new to enter. So become worthy of that. You are the very close beloved children of the Father. Everyone is a beloved child of the Father. But of course, even if the children are number wise, still every child is Baba's long lost now found child in every kalpa. Therefore, always remember this great fortune of yours of being the lost, long lost, now found again children of the Father. It is a small thing. It's not a big matter. Even if any difficulty comes, any problem comes, any obstacle comes, just order from your heart, "My Baba." And Baba will definitely, he's bound to, and he will come to you. But at that time, don't have anything else in your heart. Don't say, "My Baba," and along with that also have some weakness in your heart. Then Baba will not help you. Let your heart be clean and the fruit, the reward will be there. Baba doesn't come in an unclean, dirty heart. Heart which is filled with filth, Baba doesn't come in that heart. Don't remember Baba just with the help of knowledge. Yes, knowledge is the seed, but love is the water to water the seed. To understand Baba with knowledge, that's okay. But then there should also be the love of the heart. If the love of the heart is not there, if the remembrance from the heart is not there, then the practical fruit will not be received. That is, you won't get the experience. To become an embodiment of experience, that's the fruit. But if you won't water the seed, then the seed stays dry. You may give a course, you may give lectures, or also maybe win a prize. Four lectures you may give in a day. But if there isn't love in the heart, because the proof of having love for the Father in your heart is that you also have love for everyone in the Brahmin family. If the love isn't there, then the obstacles of Maya will come. In a big form, because you did not water the seed, then how will you get the fruit? Many children say, Baba, we have understood the knowledge very well. We know everything. We also have all relationships with Baba, but there's no experience. Experience is the fruit. Don't become a dry, knowledgeable soul. Have love in your heart. Love for Baba, the Father, love for the family. If there's love in your heart for Baba, then there's automatically love for the family too. Because then you become like the Father. So Baba has great love for everyone. He has love even for his last child. He has love from the heart for even his last child. See everyone with the attitude of love, spiritual love. So do not become just a knowledgeable soul. Don't become the one who just gives speeches. But give them a feeling of love. Become the embodiment of that love. Give them that feeling. Ask yourself, do I have love for Baba from the heart all the time? Or is there love for Baba only when there's some need? If there is love for Baba only at the time of need, then such souls are knowledgeable devotees. Like devotees remember God when they need something. So what will you do this year? Create an atmosphere of love for everyone. Let it be anyone, even if somebody is weak. But at least he's an effort maker. At least he belongs to the family. If somebody is fallen, don't make him fall further. Fill enthusiasm in him. Create an atmosphere of love. Okay, what is to be done next? So today there will be cake cutting ceremony, candle lighting ceremony, Muniben is telling Baba. So Shashi Ben must have told Baba. She said something in Baba's ears. So Baba is saying, yes, Baba has already given Yad Piyar to all the children everywhere. Love and remembrance to everyone. You have to do Bap Dada's, the homework Bap Dada has given to you to do, and in a practical way, and become a proof of the work Baba has given to you, and influence other souls with it too. Therefore, to all the children everywhere, lots and lots of love and remembrance from the heart. Multi-million times love and remembrance from the heart. Such children who are worthy and elevated to such children. Namaste. So namaste to such children who are worthy and elevated. Salutations.